Chapter 5, Go the Extra Mile. Render more and better service than you are paid for, and sooner or later you will receive compound interest from your investment. It is inevitable that every seed of useful service you sow will sprout and reward you with an abundant harvest. Going the extra mile is not the sort of principle that can be put into practice in a few easy steps. Instead, it is a state of mind that you must develop, so that it is a part of everything you do. There is a subtle but powerful mental attitude connected with it. The stories that follow will demonstrate that attitude and show you the concrete benefits it brings. Remember, your best recommendation is the one you give yourself by rendering superior service in the right mental attitude. Thomas Edison's only partner. Edward C. Barnes was a man of much determination but few resources. He was determined to ally himself with the greatest mind of his day, Thomas Edison. When he arrived in Edison's office unannounced, his poor appearance made the clerks laugh, especially when he revealed that he had come to be Mr. Edison's partner. Edison had never had a partner, but his persistence got him an interview with Edison, and that interview got him a job as a handyman. Edison was impressed with Barnes' determination, but that alone was insufficient to convince him to take the extraordinary step of making him a partner. Instead, Barnes spent years cleaning and repairing equipment, until one day he heard Edison's sales force laughing over the latest invention, the dictaphone. They said it would never sell. Why replace a secretary with a machine? But Barnes, the handyman, jumped up and cried, "I can sell it!" He got the job. For a month, Barnes pounded the New York City pavement on a handyman's salary. At the end of that month, he had sold 7 machines. When he returned to Edison, full of ideas for selling more machines all across the country, Edison made him his partner in the dictaphone business, the only partner Edison ever had. What made Barnes so important to Edison? The inventor had thousands of people working for him. But only Barnes was willing to display his faith in Edison's work and to put that faith into action. He didn't demand a fancy expense account and a big salary to do it, either. Barnes focused favorable attention on himself by rendering service far beyond a handyman's responsibility. As the only one of Edison's employees to render this service, he was the only one who uncovered such tremendous benefits for himself. The Nordstrom Phenomenon. Starting out in a simple shoe store in the 1920s in Seattle, the Nordstrom family has built a chain of department stores famous around the country for service and willingness to bend over backward to please their customers. A garment may be returned any time it fails to satisfy, even years after the original purchase. Sales associates will call branches all across the country to find an item in the size and color a customer wants. One woman even sent a Mother's Day card on behalf of a customer who mentioned that she had forgotten to do so. Store executives acknowledge that a policy of such dedication to the customer leaves them open to abuse. People buy clothes to wear once and then return them. Items are special ordered and never picked up. A few folks seem to regard Nordstrom sales associates as their personal gophers. It doesn't matter. By delivering service that is so far and above that of any department store in the country, Nordstrom has developed tremendous customer loyalty. In an economic climate that saw giants like Macy's, Bloomingdale's, Marshall Field, Sears, and J.C. Penney closing stores or laying off employees, Nordstrom continued a slow and steady expansion coast to coast, never opening a new store until it was sure it had assembled a crew of employees dedicated to its own brand of going the extra mile service.